Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
Well, hello everyone from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson and you are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on this magical network we call Blog Talk Radio. And a big hello to all of our listeners around the world. Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, England, New Guinea, the Philippines, and across, how can I forget, and across North America, including the small community of Kokomo, Indiana, big hi. And as always, our studio producer keeping us in line, though each week it is a struggle, Melissa Hovey, our technical engineer, Wayne Larson, music done today by our guest, Carol Schofield. And we're so happy to have her as a guest. Founder and CEO of MS Music Productions. We're going to be talking lots of great music tonight, so we're joining this show. Going to enjoy the show. And if I can talk right, the Honorable Distinguished Dr. Henry Day from the Wild World News Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Well, good evening, Mr. Batson.
And I forgot they're massive, too.
Massive.
Yeah.
Hey, were you lucky to get enough, a little bit of rain tonight? Any sprinkles at all?
Well, I could walk between the rain. I mean, it was pretty pathetic. I was ready for a deluge, and it didn't happen.
Well, we need it badly here.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, I think I brought up to you a couple weeks ago. I haven't seen very many toads. I think between the cool weather and the lack of rainfall, they're kind of gone underground, so it's, you know, I'm kind of worried because they're kind of the barometer of the natural world.
And yeah, and you've always had hundreds around your place.
Oh, yeah, I have to watch out without stepping on my poor little friends. So, yeah, so we'll see what happens. This half of Larry Batson's Wild World is brought to you by Chautauqua Lake Bigfoot Weekend and Expo. Go to the website, ChautauquaLakeBigfoot.com. They have now available the complete video on demand. It's only $4.99 with the talents of Steve Calls, Billy Willard, Melissa Hovey, me too, and the infamous Bob Gimlin. It's right there, ChautauquaLakeBigfoot.com. They make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Good evening. This is Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News for August 22nd. Well, let's start out the news tonight with buffaloes and party hats.
Oh, God.
Yeah, let's head off to Hot Springs, South Dakota. Wild Cave National Park is celebrating the 100th anniversary of its relationship with the American bison. Now, back in November of 1913, 14 bison were sent to the park to form the foundation of the current herd. And today, the park maintains a herd of around 450 bison.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know what I always say, nothing smells like a wet buffalo.
You've got that right.
All right, we're finding money on the beach in Olympia, Washington.
Oh, let's go.
Well, a man has found one of the largest sand dollars ever of its species.
Really?
Yeah, sand dollar. Yeah, the sand dollar was found at low tide last week at Puget Sound's Eld Inlet. Now, the sand dollar measured about 4.7 inches across. Now, the sand dollar, according to the Guinness World Records, the world record measured over 5 inches in diameter.
Huh.
Now, it's a particular species of sand dollar, so if you want to go out and compare with the Guinness Book of World Records, make sure you have the correct species.
And what species would that be, Doctor?
That is a pretty large. Well, generally, it's a dead species, because when you find them on the beach, they're usually white. But when they're alive, they're black.
Why did I ask?
Yeah, yeah. Why did you ask?
I don't know.
All right, we've got a new birth at Zoo Atlanta. Officials are celebrating the birth of the zoo's first ever eastern black rhinoceros.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, now we know that they're on the endangered species list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's the first eastern black rhino to be born in a Zoo Atlanta's 124-year history.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, that's great news, because all the zoos are trying because, yeah, they're one of the most endangered species out there.
Thanks to China, Vietnam, and the other countries that still use their horns and parts for aphrodisiacs. So.
Yeah, well, we're working on that.
Yeah.
All right, Motor City is shining a light on lampreys. Detroit, Michigan. A team with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service next week will estimate the abundance of sea lamprey in the Detroit River to determine what control measures might be needed. Now, each eel-like lamprey can destroy up to 40 pounds of fish.
They're a big problem. They were a big problem in the Great Lakes. I hate to say, I really don't know how that is now, but I'm sure your staff could find out.
Yeah, well, they're still fighting. I'm having problems with the lampreys all over.
Yeah.
And what they do is they just generally, they bite a circular hole in the side of the fish.
Yeah.
And what happens is it takes off some of their protective slime and causes ick, which causes the fish to die, which is a problem. Well, we've got some sad news from Hawaii. A German woman who lost her arm last week in a shark attack died yesterday, 1 week after she was bitten while snorkeling off of Maui.
I'd read that. That's too bad.
Yeah, now the last time someone in Hawaii died from a shark attack was back in 2004 when a tiger shark bit a man on the leg while he was surfing about 100 yards off of Maui. But,
And you know, that'll make the press and everything, but, you know, it's still much safer than driving the streets of...
That's right. And before that, the last fatal attack was back in 1992.
Wow.
So as many sharks as are out there, you know, that. What are the odds? Yeah, you're probably better to be lucky by hit by lightning.
Yeah.
Well, our hearts go out to her family.
Absolutely.
Well, we should have been involved in this story. Chicago, Illinois, the State Department of Natural Resources will use about $500,000 in a federal grant to reintroduce the alligator snapping turtle.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, $500,000 to reintroduce the alligator snapper.
Can I tell you a real quick story about the alligator snapping turtle?
Well, please.
Oh, I have a good friend who was obtaining one for me, and he lived down in Gulf Shores, Alabama. And so I was going to have it shipped up to me. And I realized after some calculations it would be safer and better for me just to drive to the Gulf Shores and pick up the turtle as it would be having it flown on an airplane and handling of that. I just didn't trust them. So I got the turtle. I'm down there, and we're having lunch at a little diner. And one of the locals comes up to me and says, how you doing? I said, I'm good. And he says, why are you doing down these parts? I said, well, I came down here to get an alligator snapping turtle for my good friend here. And he looked at me for the longest time. He says, how far is that? I said, well, it's about 700 miles. It takes me about 12 hours to drive. He goes, you drove 700 miles in 12 hours for a turtle? That was beyond his comprehension.
Yeah, and I remember that turtle. It was enormous.
Yeah, it was. Then he asked me, he says, do they have them up there where you live? I go, well, not this species. How do you know about them? So that's my story, sorry.
Well, that's all right. I mean, that turtle was enormous.
Yeah,
it was
enormous.
Now, back to Chicago, Illinois, the snapping turtle story. The last one that was documented in the state was back in 1984.
Mm.
So they're concerned about the snappers. Now, the turtle, which is the largest in the state, can grow up to 30 inches and weigh more than 250 pounds.
Yes, they can.
And that one you had, I think, was a little bit larger.
Yes, it was. He was a monster. Huge.
All right, well, we're still trying to figure out what's going on with the dolphins. Brigantine, New Jersey, 6 more dolphins have been found dead on the state beaches there, bringing the total to 52 since July 9th. Now, state officials are working with a Marine Mammal Stranding Center to determine why so many of the dolphins are dying.
I've got an idea. Could it be some type of pollution?
Could be. It could be military testing, too.
Oh.
We have a lot of problems with that now.
I see.
Well, we've got another turtle rescue, Charleston, Rhode Island. A leatherback turtle has been freed after being caught in a fishing net. Marine Animal Rescue Team from the Mystic Aquarium and a U.S. Coast Guard team rescued the close to 700-pound male turtle Sunday afternoon.
Good for them.
700 pounds. That's
wow.
A picnic table.
That'd be some wrestling.
Now, a statement from the aquarium said the turtle had become badly entangled and would have died if the rescues hadn't intervened.
Yeah, it would have.
Now, as we know, leatherbacks are one of the largest species of sea turtles alive today and are protected by the Endangered Species Act.
Mm-hmm. They certainly are.
All right, well, it looks like we're running a little long tonight. So have you heard about Brian Wilson? What's going on with Brian Wilson right now?
No, I haven't.
Well, listen to this. Brian Wilson and Jeff Beck are going on tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jeff Beck's pretty excited about it. He said it's a complete honor. Yeah, their first concert starts out in Hollywood, Florida. And the closest they're going to get to us will probably be Akron, Ohio. We just might have to go see Brian Wilson and Jeff.
I've never seen Jeff Beck get excited about anything.
Anyway, he's pretty happy about this.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right, well, are you ready for the Wild World Facts?
Oh, we're always ready.
All right. Well, let's start out with some pooper scoopers. Dung beetles, huh? Dung beetles scout out fresh mammal droppings, roll the dung into a ball, then they poke a little hole in it and lay an egg inside. Now, when the eggs hatch, the larvae have to eat through the dung to get out.
Oh, that's so many things could be said right now.
I'm just glad I wasn't,
zip it up.
Wasn't born a dung beetle. The only good thing I see, I guess there wouldn't be any diaper changing.
No, there would.
All right. The aardvark's tongue is at least a foot and a half long and coated with thick, sticky saliva. Now, perfect for scooping up bunches of termites. Now, aardvark teeth are coated with cement. Perhaps that's why a single aardvark can grind up to 50,000 termites in one night.
Did I ever tell you my weekend I spent with an aardvark?
I don't believe you ever did.
Oh, we took one out from the Cincinnati Zoo to do Johnny Carson. And there was nothing that smells like an aardvark. I'm telling you, there is nothing that smells like an aardvark.
Well, you should know. You've had some creatures over the years that have produced their own certain aroma.
Well, let's take the worst locker room you've ever been into and multiply it times 20.
You'd
be getting some idea of what it's like.
All right, well, let's close this up tonight. Now, this fact always amazed me. I don't know why, it just does. The polar bear's skin is black.
Yes.
Its fur is not white.
It's yellow.
But actually clear.
Oh, it's clear? Oh, it's yellow.
Right. Well, I think that's enough for the night. That's the Wild World News for August the 22nd.
Well, once again, a fine job done by Dr. Henry Day and his staff at the Wild World News headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana. We always appreciate the efforts they put each week into presenting their Wild World News. It's always fantastic. We also want to thank Wildlife Educational Services, my company, and go to my website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com. Tell us all about the wildlife rescue work that we do, also our wildlife education programs, and also available now through SRI Entertainment, the Larry Batson Wild World Music Collection. Send me an email to larry@larrytheanimalguy.com, and for a $15 donation, you can receive this marvelous music collection of jazz, blues, country, rock. It's all there in the Wild World Music Collection. All of these, oh, and I should, before I forget, don't forget our Facebook page, Larry Bethan's Wild World. Please hit the like button when you go to that, and we would greatly appreciate it. We want to thank you, and it makes it possible for all of us to be here on Larry Bethan's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. She's founder and CEO of MS Music Productions, also Foothill Records, and all sorts of other titles. And it's a pleasure to have her on our show. What a great woman. Carol Schofield is with us. Hi, Carol.
Hey, Larry. How are you?
We're doing fine. What a powerful
song
good. That is.
And I like that intro.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
That intro is great.
Thank you.
And that's... when I first heard that, I thought, oh, yes, this is quite a song. And it holds up the tradition of the first Yo Mama release, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, it's a double CD. In fact, there's two albums that Steve and John did that are packaged all into one. And it's absolutely, in fact, I was telling you earlier when we had a conversation, when I first put in the first CD, I thought I was listening to Exile on Main Street by the Rolling Stones. It was just so good. I mean, it was just, gosh, really, finally some great music being produced once again.
That's what everybody's saying. It's like so cool, you know? And Andrew Oldham, he even liked the double CD.
For those who may not know, Andrew Oldham was the producer of the Rolling Stones and manager. I think he did the management duties too, didn't he?
Yeah. And he rated You Want What You Want When You Want It number one in one of the last Mojo magazines a few months ago in Andrew Lube. So that was really exciting to see that listed above the Stones single. We just kind of looked at it and said, I know, you know, who would have thought,
man.
You know? I mean,
what
an honor.
Really?
I mean, you know, so that was like my lordy, because like the Stones for me was like the band. You know,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't the Beatles. The Beatles were secondary in my tastes. The Stones were the ones that, you know, were rocking. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, because I saw the Stones in their the Aftermath tour, like 65, whatever, when Brian Jones was still around.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were still doing their suits, you know. And
yeah, absolutely.
It was... I can still see Jagger doing time on my side with the spotlight coming down on him as he's standing there center of the stage, you know. But anyway.
Oh, I've always said the Beatles tapped you on the shoulder, the Stones hit you right in the face.
I know. They just rock, you know.
They did.
So anyway, yeah, and they do.
and they're still going strong. So I know that
the
younger generation, some of them wish they would quit, like Miss Hovey.
No.
She doesn't understand the longevity of the Rolling Stones, but I think they're as great as performers now as they were, gosh, 40 years ago.
I know. God. They're just, they're power-packed. Jeez.
Well, a lot of the artists that you have on your label are what we would consider classic artists or classic rock artists, not per se because maybe they're new to the industry, because of the music that is produced.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Would you agree with that? Or
I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that. I thought, was that on your end? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was me.
I'm just sitting here, you know, in my
so
front
excited.
Room.
Yeah, but the music that your label does, I mean, it's as I put in the promotion, MS Music Productions releasing some of the most creative and innovative albums, including the new one with John Tiven and Steve Klinich. And also, are you sitting down, Dr. Day?
I am.
The talents of Brian May and, of course, of Queen, the guitar player, and the legendary Steve Cropper from Pick Up the Pieces and Average White Band and all that stuff. That's fantastic.
It is.
We've always said on our program now, we've just about touched every rock star. We have a connection now between our guests about every rock star that's ever put a record out now. And I think tonight pretty well completes it. My Lord.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Great.
Oh, and P.F. Sloan's going to be on next California Feeling.
Oh, well, I had completely forgotten about that. My gosh.
Yeah, and let's see, and a cast of others. I mean, it's like, it's enormous.
How did you feel when Al Jardine did the song? For his postcard
song?
From California?
Oh, California Feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he did, everybody has their version of it,
mm-hmm.
and it's different styles of it. But
sure.
I think, but California Feeling, the Honeys, is close to, you know, our hearts, because it is the one we have on our
record.
On our record. Yeah, but yeah, because we have 180 gram vinyl LP of California Feeling, along with the CD, and the LP just doesn't have the spoken word. It's strictly all the songs.
I see.
And it's gatefold, and Stevie put a dedication to Brian in there,
mm-hmm.
and it's wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. Tell our listeners around the world, how did you actually get started in the music business, Carol?
Well, the short of it. We have to do the short of it because it's too long of a story.
Okay.
But we first opened up a record store in San Francisco in 1973.
Oh, my.
And then, because we thought, okay, you know, doing records, just selling records would be fun and easy, and we can make money, and we could play. You know, basically that's what it amounted to.
Yeah.
And then that, we sort of all went our separate ways. And then I had another record store in Sacramento in the very late 80s into the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then I promoted local sac bands up there,
mm-hmm.
and I did outdoor event, you know, block parties, and so then that gave me another bit of experience and passion and feel for all the venues that I could move into,
mm-hmm.
and then from there, when I moved down to SoCal, we ended up, me and Diana, in a relationship, we began Foothill Records, the record store, and then I met Tom Null, who owned Citadel Records, classical and movie soundtrack music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he asked us if we wanted to co-produce a movie soundtrack with him. And the movie soundtrack was John Ottman's Pumpkin, that movie soundtrack. So we said, sure, okay, fine, we'll do that. So we did that. Then we did a soundtrack to the movie Sunny. And then sometime after that, we ended up buying Citadel from Tom Null. And
my goodness.
Citadel and Citadel was a part of Vress Saraband for years and years. And then it separated, and that's when Tom got it after Tony Thomas. And then this other engineer, this other mastering guy,
mm-hmm.
Steve Hoffman.
Yeah.
He was doing our early releases. And then he suggested that maybe we could get into doing 180 gram vinyl reissues if we were interested. So then we were introduced to Marshall Blomstein,
mm-hmm.
Audio Fidelity. And so I ended up doing the Donovan, the The Searchers, and Deep Purple Live on the BBC through Marshall.
Yeah.
And then old gospel, old blues, and old reggae.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up just, it sort of grew from there. And then in 2009, I think, somewhere around the late part of 2008, early part of 2009, Mark Lynette, he had been doing my engineering for me. And so he asked me about if I wanted to get involved in California Feeling, and he sent me little tidbits of all the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes, yes, yes. And so then we got together with Stevie, and me and Stevie, we sort of hit it off, and we had, like, similar spirits going on, where there was, like, this really good little connection. And so then the rest is history. And,
oh, my. God.
So if it wasn't
like
for Mark.
Wikipedia page right there.
The what?
And that was almost like a Wikipedia page right there.
Yeah, you know.
And so
if it wasn't for Mark, me and Steve wouldn't have met. And the universe kind of aligned us all together.
Uh-huh.
And so it's been, basically for me, it's been an enlightenment ever since I've known Stevie. And
wow.
But it's been a creative, fun journey too. And then
okay.
He started bringing in all these other all this other talent into the mix, and it's just morphed into what it is. He brought in John and for Yo Mama, and you know, because they've known each other since the 60s, and they've had their energy working for many years, and then it became, you know, the quality sound that was brought to the label with the Yo Mama sound.
Yeah. Our guest tonight, Carol, yes, absolutely. Our guest tonight, Carol Schofield. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, you got it. You're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. We will be right back.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Here's a hot topic about our wildlands and living with the natural role of fire.
Yard work is not just a matter of pride when you live in the wildland-urban interface. It's also about survival. Here are some FireWise tips that can help protect your home from wildland fire. Prune your trees 6 to 10 feet above the ground. Remove dead leaves and branches and dispose of them before fire season. Water your lawn regularly and store firewood away from the house. Be prepared for a fire emergency by having a plan for your family and pets. Learn more at our website, and then sit back and enjoy. You worked for it.
This hot topic was made possible by the Teresa and H. John Hines III Foundation. Learn more about the natural role of fire, how to protect your community, and get the latest fire information. Visit the National Interagency Fire Center website at NIFC.gov. That's NIFC.gov.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, here's your host, Larry Batson.
We'll be back with Carol Schofield in just a little bit from MS Music Productions. They're quite a great guest we have with us this week. We want to remind everyone that one of our underwriters that make it possible for us to be on Blog Talk Radio is McGregor Mountain Lodge in beautiful Estes Park, Colorado. If you've never been to that part of the country, folks, you owe it to yourself to have a chance to visit the Rockies. Right on the foothills, or I should say the back door of Rocky Mountain National Park. It's absolutely gorgeous. This Deer Mountain is right over the hill from you, this massive piece of rock and incredible wildlife. In fact, in another month or so, the elk will be bugling during the rutting season, which is always quite a thrill. Bighorn sheep possibly in your backyard. It's all beautiful. So go to their website, McGregorMountainLodge.com, and talk to Michael Hodges. He'll set you up with a wonderful cabin, lodge, whatever you want. It's all there at McGregorMountainLodge.com. They make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
I was walking down the beach, singing no praise. It was such a beautiful day. The wind was blowing through my hair, sunlight chased my cares away.
Album California Feeling, which featured performances by Carney, Wendy Wilson, The Honeys, David Marks, and many other people that have worked with and associated with the Beach Boys. It's just beautiful. Our guest tonight, Carol Schofield from California. I assume you're in Hollywood or just out in L.A.?
Oh, well, I'm in the Central Coast.
Oh, well, that's even better yet.
Yeah, I live in the Central Coast. Yeah, I'm like a half an hour from Pismo and Morro Bay and Cayucas, and an hour and a half from Monterey, Carmel. And,
told all this to Dr. Day. He'll be showing up one day.
Yes, I will.
and I'm right in the middle of all the wineries.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Advantage.
That is absolutely wonderful.
Well, I don't know. I would go up around the corner to a couple of the wineries, and I end up coming home with a case from each one.
Oh, but the tasting parties.
I know.
Goodness.
It's like, oh my God, I know. Yeah, it's true. It's very true. Oh my God. And and then there's and Gilroy. There's a great one up in Gilroy that we went to a few months ago, and I ended up having like 11 tastings. Was I looped?
I'm usually going after 3, so it's like that's just a thing of beauty. I'm telling you. Now, yeah, I know for sure Dr. Day will be knocking on your door one day.
Yeah, with a surfboard.
With a surfboard.
Oh, we're considering having a Christmas party this year.
Oh,
with,
really?
For everybody. Yeah, me and, Record Collector News. Are you familiar with Record Collector News?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, Jim Kaplan. Yeah, Jim, he's done quite a few wonderful things for Ms. Music Productions and Foothill Records, and you know, we all sort of work together. And so we were talking tonight because I told him about the show, and then we were concluding in our conversation that it would be really cool to have like a gathering of everyone that we're all connected with and have something like that this year. So, you know, it's could be.
Will that be on a Thursday night?
Oh, I don't know, but you know,
you know,
I could send you an email and keep you folks posted.
I'm thinking tasting party, Larry Batson's Wild World with a speakerphone. I'm seeing history made.
How Ms. Music Productions, the logo and the name came about was that we had Citadel, and so we were going to be doing 180 gram vinyl reissues and rock and roll and all, and so it was like, okay, we can't put Citadel as the label because it's all just associated with soundtrack music and classical. So what happened is I had my first email address was Ms. Music at Sprintmail. Excuse me. And so I thought, that's what we will do. We will call it Ms. Music Productions. And
great
so then, yeah. And then I just had this thing about a blinking eye because, like, you know, the pyramid with the eternal eye came to mind. And so then I thought, how about if we have little lashes on the eyelid and it spells out Ms. Music?
I see that.
And, and so that's how that came about. And Ms. Music Productions was born. And so Citadel's been around for over 30 years, and Ms. Music has been around for 10, 11 years.
Wow.
And I started it with Diana, and then it's been just growing, and it's taken a lot of single-handed motion, and then other people have, become involved in it.
How exciting can it be to hear something fresh that an artist has done, never been heard before, but by the artist that was producing it, putting it together, building it, I should say, and then have them say, here's my blood, sweat, and tears for the last few weeks. What do you think? Listen to this. That's got to be very exciting.
Oh, the whole project of each release, it is quite a passion, and I think one of the biggest most rewarding experiences is the final product, but how you grow as a person along the way, because you have to work with a variety of people.
Yes.
And you have your highs and lows, and you have your kind of like growing period where you end up realizing that the world doesn't revolve just around you, but there's all these other people.
So.
All of a sudden, when you're doing this sort of a creative thing, it's like a give and take and everything, and it's like this long-term marriage. It's just, and everybody sort of like respects each other's feelings, and that's the way it works, you know, and that's, you listen to each other, and you just share, you know. That seems to be working with us, for sure.
It's hard work. That's what has happened.
Yeah,
it is hard work. People have no idea when they listen to the final musical production on the radio or on their own stereo, or now, of course, the downloading is so popular. It is a lot of work. And what's so beautiful about your productions, it's not too slick. Because I'm so tired of hearing these records that, you know, they've used every effect and every trick that the computer can give them the advantage. It's just, and when I listen to Steve and John's album, Stephen Kolenich and John Tippin, it was just, man, this album, these CDs sound like they're produced in 1970, not 2013 or 12 or 11.
Yeah, and we always all our artwork is very particular. And we try to stay with a certain quality, keep the basics to a certain quality, and then incorporate new ideas into it.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's sort of continued to stay over the years. But also, I have I've had one artist, Bob Wynn, and Wynn Graphics, and he's like excellent. He has a great eye, and so that has been quite helpful. And then with Stevie coming up with having the artwork from Gottfried Heinlein that he graciously let us use, that gave it a new element, but keeping also in line with the style, the basic style and feel that Ms. Music artwork continues to have. So there's all these little things, but it's all a give and take. And that's, I guess, why other people sort of end up presenting themselves through other folks like Stevie, because we're all sort of like, we feel the passion, and we have, you know, all that common real ground with each other.
Well,
and,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just,
Oh, well, yes. I was getting ready to say, the kids are, of course, now the download is completely just destroying the CD industry, it seems like. But there was still nothing like an album, an LP, where all this wonderful artwork you could study as you're listening to the, and you can read whatever's written without a magnifying glass. I mean, the beauty of the vinyl.
Yeah, I know. Vinyl's great. Yeah.
And then when you tell
then,
the kids,
so,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that I wanted to, you know, thinking about the artwork and the quality and everything, there's like all these people that have played such a part in the growth. And I wanted to thank everybody that's a part of my life in this, and like Mark and Stevie and John Tiven and Bob Wynn and Harvey Kubernick.
Harvey Kubernick,
for bringing all this energy that he's brought into it, and you know, coming to you and saying, "Here's somebody." you need to have on the show.
Yeah.
And because like he's like so cool. He's like such a wonderful person. And you know, and Jim Kaplan, and we're all like this little family. We've all been kind of like, you know, coming together. And then everyone within you know, like Carney and Wendy Wilson, and you know, David Marks, everyone
sure.
who has lent energy and their time and their talent to giving to California Feeling. And we have the David Marks Summertime Blues Live. It's recorded at the studio on Sunset that was first used. And that's coming out. And so there's like all these people that have made his music known as it is. It wasn't just me. It's like all these people that believed in it also. And so that's my official thank you to everyone.
Well, and we'd like to offer them an invitation whenever they'd like to participate on our program. Gosh, what great musical talent and the spirits. And I can see, you know, Stephen Kalinich is a friend of our show. He was on a couple of years ago, and what a great guy he is, and what a phenomenal literary talent.
Yeah, and like I told him, and I mentioned to you, I said that I've told Stevie that he's the other John Lennon. You know, it's like he has that blessed spirit about him. He's like, he's just, he touches everybody, you know, and he like, I don't know, you know, it's a blessing to know him and to be able to call him a friend, you know.
Yeah.
And so.
So what's going on
wild.
Down the road?
And,
what's the future?
Well, we have
music.
Well, we have. Let's see the. The California Feeling 2 coming out, the Yo Mama 2, the Summertime Blues Live on Citadel. There's Casa del Sol soundtrack with. Unreleased tracks from Jonathan Livingston Siegel from Lee Holdridge. That's coming up. And then I am in talks with Ernest Troost for doing a soundtrack of a vampire movie that Alan Silver. Yeah, that Alan Silver, A-L-A-I-N, he has done, and it's called Nightcomers.
Mm-hmm.
And Ernest Troost, he's a really super musician along with being a good composer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, I'm going to be listening to that CD to see what we can, you know, come up with. And then also, I have a friend that... we've worked together, Kate Atkinson. She's a film producer and writer. She and her co-writer, they have her co-writer's name is Karen Harris, and they wrote this story, Part of the Plan. And the music is Dan Fogelberg music. And it's Broadway bound. And you can go to danfogelberg.com and you can see the information about Part of the Plan. And it's Broadway bound.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exciting. I'm part of that. And she had the movie Extra. It was about, it was a short film documentary about extras.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the thing that we worked on together. I released Extras on my Ms. Music Citadel label. what I do when I'm going to put it on vinyl, I'll combine both so that then the CD will be Citadel and then the vinyl will be Citadel and his music.
Oh, my.
And, so, you know, so I've known her over 10 years. And and that's what's coming. Those are the things that are coming up in the upcoming months. And whatever else may come my way.
Yeah. Guys, Dr. Day, I wonder what Dave Davies would think about this remarkable woman and her musical productions.
Introduce them to us. God, maybe we can do some reissues. Wouldn't that be cool?
Well, Larry, I'm surprised that Carol had enough time to spend a few minutes with us. She's so busy.
I totally agree, Dave.
That's great. That's fabulous.
Apologize. I really, really apologize. I couldn't let the hour go through about that.
Oh, that's fabulous. You told me about that one. I remember. That's great.
Oh, my Lord. Well, I see nothing but, you got a lot of stuff to do, young lady.
Yeah, and my Facebook page is Ms.
Yeah.
Vinyl, and Ms. Vinyl, MSVINYL space TOO, and the other thing I was thinking is, put the needle down with playing. If people wanted to email me at MsMusicRecords@gmail.com, or they wanted to send me a note at Ms. Vinyl 2 on my Facebook page, mentioning whether or not they liked it and if they would like to maybe get a download of it, then if there's a big enough demand for it, then possibly we could put it as a download as in the first release from the Yo Mama 2 on the website for a download.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I encourage all of our listeners to do that because it's some amazing music. I'll tell you, I kept the Yo Mama and the CD Shortcuts to Infinity. I had to look at my hand. I've written it down there in my truck all the time, and I fooled people. I pulled up and said, "Hey, what do you think?" Wow, that sounds like I said earlier, Exile on Main Street, and there's so many different. It's just a masterful double CD that everyone who's into rock and roll should have a part of it or have it all as a part of their collection because it just it really shows the genius of Stephen Kalinich and John Tippin.
And especially,
it truly does.
Yeah, and especially having breakfast with Stevie because that's how. It's hard to be a millionaire when you're broke came about. Was sitting and having breakfast one morning, and we were talking about money and the pros and cons and what have you. And all of a sudden, he just started writing, "It's hard to be a millionaire when you're broke," and he just started doing this rap about it right there at the table.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's our history.
Isn't that fun?
And yeah, it is. And I'll send you copies of all these wonderful things. And I really appreciate and enjoyed being on your show. And thank you. And feel free to send an email.
Well, Carol, it was an honor to have you on our show. What a fun hour, Dr. Day.
I know. We're going to have to do this again.
Oh, absolutely.
We didn't have quite enough time.
Okay.
No, we didn't have enough time. And
we
if can. You're willing to, you got a new release coming out. We want to plug it. We want to play it. We want to talk about it because it's all good. And
sounds good to me.
It's just a joy. We want to tell everybody that next week on our program, Greg Franco returns with the Rough Church. They've got a double vinyl album coming out, and they want people to hear it. And they've been on the program before, but what a great young talent, Greg Franco, Rough Church. They'll be with us next week. Carol, thank you. Thank you so very much for giving us an hour of your evening. It's a pleasure.
Hey, well, thank you for bringing me on the show. You know, it's this made my night.
Well, I hope Dr. Day didn't cause any problems or saying that we may receive legal action.
Oh, that's what I'm here for.
You guys really talk. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I know.
God,
I totally appreciate it. Have a great week. And a good weekend.
We appreciate it as well. Folks, you do have a great week. Don't forget, go to Larry Batson's Wild World. You can download all of our shows, including this one, in about another half hour. And we want to thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening this week to Larry Batson's Wild World. Be sure to join us again next week at 10 p.m. for more of the latest outdoor and wildlife news and information, along with great tales from your host, world-renowned wildlife expert, Mr. Larry Batson. Tune in again next week for another exciting edition of Larry Batson's Wild World. Larry Batson's Wild World is a Batson Wildlife Educational Services production in association with Blog Talk Radio.